Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm also giving the teaching tonight, too. I'm still a grateful believer in Jesus, and I struggle with moaning, not mourning. I should be a good mourner, not a moaner, but I struggle with moaning sometimes. So, how you all doing? You like 80 degrees?
Yeah.
I'm sweating, man, I'll tell you. So we're going to do a daily inventory, lesson 20 tonight. It's my favorite lesson. I love to journal. I'm lying. So let's just start out by reading the principle. Principle 7. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Like we needed it up there, right?
Yeah.
So, I was asked to do this because Roger couldn't be with us to do that. And you know what I want to do right now? Can we all stand and lift our brother and our sister Sherry up in prayer and their daughter? I don't know what the diagnosis is with her yet, but Sherry, and we'll pray for her. Yeah, she has cancer, the daughter. And they're down there trying to help her through chemo. It's wearing them very thin. They're not able to work. I know they're both just stressed out, so let's pray for them. Lord Jesus, I just want to first pray for Roger and Sherry. I pray that you give them strength, Lord, to take care of their daughter, to be down there away from their home, away from us. Lord, I know that they're struggling. And Lord, I pray that you would give them strength and to help them endure, give them a peace about what's going on. And Lord, I want to lift up their daughter right now, Lord Jesus, that you would come in and you would be stronger than that chemo, Lord God, that you would go in and you would kill that thing that's in there trying to destroy her body, Lord God. And I pray that you would heal her, Lord Jesus, completely, Lord. We're asking in your name, Jesus, where two or more are gathered. You would grant that, and we're just praying right now and pleading that you would grant that request for her, Lord God, and that that would be so. And we'll just praise you for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much. Again, be with Roger and Sherry. We love them. We miss them. Just be before them on their journey up and down and around, Lord God. So we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray that. Amen. Thanks. I love Ron. He is a great brother. He's very real. He's a very real brother. And we just need all types of people. And Ron is just a dyed-in-the-road 12-stepper. He's just been very faithful to it. I think that he would have just done a better job at this, but I'm willing to give it a try. Step 10 is often referred to as the maintenance step in other groups. Here we like to, just deal with it as our daily inventory or just doing our inventory. And so it's kind of a quick lesson, and we'll get through this pretty quick here, I think, unless my mouth just keeps going and going, and I'll try not to let that happen. So basically, we've come into that maintenance area where we've just done our amends. We've done our first inventory. We've made our amends. We're really working on a whole new us right now. And the thing that we really need to learn how to do is to be able to do what it says in step 10, and that is to continue to take our personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So the thing of it is, if we really don't do that, there's a real likelihood that we're either going to fall into some kind of a weird denial again about something else that crept up on us, or there's really a chance that we could even relapse or just pick up another really strong hurt or a habit or a hang-up by not really assessing ourselves. The principle says, reserve a daily time with God was for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer. And if we're not doing that, we're not really staying in touch with what could happen. Because what can happen is there's this freak out there called the devil, and he lurks around like a roaring lion, seeing who he can destroy. And he likes to destroy us, believers in Jesus Christ. So we really can't let our guard down. So this whole daily inventory thing is very, very important. And I, for one, need to really sharpen it up. I was going to have people raise their hand. How many people like to journal? But you don't have to do that, because I've asked a lot of people, and believe it or not, it's not a real favorite thing for a lot of people to do. Some of you do it, and I know by the fact that knowing you and knowing how you do that, it really helps out. I have done a lot of journaling, and it has really helped me. I have also gone back and read my journaling from several years ago, and I went, oh, dude, you were really like that. I've gone back and read when I was journaling between 18 and 21 different times, and I went, wow, dude. So it's a blessing, because I know that God has really brought me to a different place. So it really is kind of nice to be able to write down some things and go back and revisit that. For me, I have really strong clues on when it's time for me maybe to take a time out and start praying and reading the Word, and probably should journal. I'm starting to confess the real thing here. I do not journal a lot, but I do write some things. But I know that when I'm reaching that place where I'm standing on somebody's bumper at 65 miles an hour, or I'm waking up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm self-talking and I can't get back to sleep, well, obviously, I should be checking out my inventory and finding out what's bugging me, because you really shouldn't be waking up self-talking about something. Unless you're just overjoyed and can't wait till you go fishing in the morning, and maybe you should just get in the truck and take off and go. Other than that, if you're self-talking because you're struggling with something, then obviously it's time to really check out the good old inventory and find out what it is that's bugging you. In the guidebook for Celebrate Recovery, basically they want to introduce us to three different types of an inventory or a way to do it. And the first is, on your deal there's an O, and that stands for ongoing. That kind of a thing for me is when I'm being brought to the woodshed immediately. And, you know, it's kind of that thing where we do something. We can take care of something right now. On an ongoing basis, we can always just be ready to respond to something. In other words, we've just yelled at our kid in an inappropriate way, or a friend or a loved one, and it was just totally not right to do. Well, we can walk away, and the woodshed starts to happen, and the Holy Spirit starts to minister to us. And what we can do is we can turn right around, and we can make an amends for that. And that's what kind of the ongoing thing is. I know that in the past, I used to let those things go all the time and feel like, you know, oh, I was owed that. I can do that. They deserve that. But we know that that's not true. So an ongoing inventory, or a way not to stack something up to add to your inventory, is just to take care of that right now. And that's basically what an ongoing process for taking care of that is. The D stands for a daily inventory. My daily thing is, in the morning and at night, I sit in my office chair, I look out my window at the trees that are no longer there. They're logging on my property. And it's caused me to do a lot of inventory and thinking. In fact, I have a little story about that. But I look out there and I sit there and I just begin to pray. And I begin to get in touch with what's going on with me. What's all this vibration and all this humming, and why am I shaking and what's going on with me? And I try to find out what that is. That's a good time to do a journaling. That would be a great time for me to do a journaling. and I'm being brutally honest here, so love me through this, okay? But that would be a great time to write down and start to journal those kind of things that are bothering you or I. What's going on with you? Just to reflect on the day. John Baker, he talks about it. He loves to do it at night. He loves to take 15 minutes and sit down and just journal about the day. What happened? Who did he talk to? Did he cut somebody off? Did he say something rude? Did he bless somebody? Were there blessings? And he just writes that stuff down. And at the end of journaling that, what's going to help is that you can identify some things that might be, you know, tilting you the wrong way. You might need to go make an amends. You might need to change a habit. You might need to change something that's affecting your life. And when you write it down, it's almost like you're putting it in writing and you're putting this thing down that says, you're owning it. I have this thing. I need to deal with it. Myself, I sit there in my chair and I look at it and I deal with it. Sometimes it takes me a while. It's those trees that are missing in my back mirror. There's 80 acres taken out of it. They did a whole clear cut and I have this new view now of no trees. Well, I have some trees, but these big trees are gone. And the thing that really got me wasn't the trees being gone. It was the hoarding of the firewood that was all over there. I had not gold fever, but wood fever for a week. And it was actually getting to the point where it was going to destroy me. And I just couldn't deal with it appropriately. I think I finally dealt with it in a certain way, and I really got to this place where 2 weeks later, last week, and I went out to a camp. A lady was having this camp, a dear lady, about 67 years old. She looks like Willie Nelson's sister. She runs this thing for the Warm Springs Children's, as a Bible teaching, a Bible school and stuff like that. Anyway, a bunch of CR guys from Oregon City went there, and we had this great bonfire and camp out and worship time and teaching time. And Sunday night, I was going to take off, but they wanted to have a campfire, and they wanted to have singing around the campfire. And they were expecting that, like last year, I'd be there, and we'd be singing, we'd have this great worship time. And I said, came up to him and says, well, I'm going to take off and go home. I got to go. And so they looked at me weird, and I thought, okay, see you later, Michael. And some of the people were leaving. I got in my car, and I sat there, turned the engine on. And I sat there for 15 minutes. And I almost felt the Lord saying, well, Michael, are you going to make it up to the gate before you turn around, or are you going to make it clear to the road before you turn around? Because, you see, I wasn't supposed to leave. In fact, my wife even told me, you need to go to the camp. You need to mellow out. You need to forget about firewood. You need to forget about all this stuff. You need to forget about the property. Your mower's broken. You can't do the field. You need to forget about all of it. You need to go away. Because my business was actually soaking me for a lot of energy. And I sat there for 2 weeks, and finally in this van, I'm sitting there about to walk away from worshiping the Lord and a bunch of saints and a campfire with stars out to go home and work. I was possessed by this wood. And the Lord says, well, what are you going to do, Mike? Are you going to keep going? You got a flat tire on the way here? You got to have four tires. Now I'm going to flatten all four of them. You got to buy four more. What is it going to take? And so I actually started to back up. I stopped and I threw it back and pulled up and sat there and I turned the engine off. And I finally said, okay, Lord. But that's what it is. I wasn't doing my inventory. I wasn't taking care of some stuff. And the Lord really had to just strongly catch my attention. I got out, got my guitar, went over, sat down by the campfire, took my guitar out, sat down. They were doing introductions, and it just came to me as I sat down. Hi, I'm Michael. I tried to leave. And it was hilarious, you know. But the Lord, I'm telling you what, he is just right on our tail. If we do not take care of these things, we're going to get bugged, or we're going to get bugged until he has us. So the way to avoid that kind of thing is to do a daily inventory and really take it seriously and find out what's bugging you. I mean, you can get caught up. This was actually starting to be a denial process for me, and it was starting to cause me some pain. And I was really starting to develop a bad habit in 2 weeks. And I was working so hard with my business and that firewood and going out and taking some care of some stuff. I wasn't even taking enough time in the morning and praying and doing scripture and stuff like that. So it's very important. The next thing is P. Periodic. Periodic is what I somewhat did that weekend, what I needed to do because I wasn't taking care of things. But periodic means that we're going to get out in the woods, away from the wood, We're going to go on a mini retreat. We're going to go to someplace very quiet where we could be just with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, our Bible, our notebook, and just pray and read the Word, and we're going to listen to God. And we're going to find out where we really are and take that time. And it's suggested that we take about every 3 or 4 months that we do this type of thing. Periodically just go out and get lost and get with God and find out what's really happening. Because we really can get caught up in the rat race so heavily, we really don't have a very good bearing on where we're at or where we're going. So the third suggestion is to do a periodic inventory of what's going on with us. So, step 10, daily action plan. Continue to take a daily inventory. Do your journal. If you're not a journaling person, at least take a daily time where you can sit there and you can pray and you can be quiet and you can get in touch with yourself and you can verbally identify. I speak out loud that this and that and say it out loud and say, okay, I have to take care of that. And I make a note up here in my mental trap up here. That needs to be taken care of. But daily we have to pray, read the Word, and get together with God and hear what the voice of God is telling us. And it's a really good idea to journal it. Number 2, summarize the events of your day in your journal. Number 3, read and memorize one of the step 10 verses. You have some of them there. Those step verses are in your participant pamphlets in book 4 under lesson 20. And those verses are, you can write them down, are Proverbs 16:23, Ephesians 4:29, Proverbs 16:21, 1 Corinthians 13:1. If you didn't get these, you can ask me afterwards. And then Mark 14:38. And the fourth thing to do on your action plan is to work all the steps and principles to do so that you can, you know, reach the best place in your best walk with God. It's really important that we do all the steps and principles when we're walking through this thing. And if we don't really do this inventory and check out where we're going, we're really taking for granted all the stuff that we just did. Because it's going to happen. I'm an imperfect person. I'm going to mess up. That's all there is to it. And I'm going to constantly have to come back and check out where I'm at and then get back on it and do it again. But, you know, if I don't do this, I'm going to just start bringing on a lot of garbage. Have you seen the skit guys where he's picking up all the bags and he's just putting bags on them? It's really easy for me to start picking up bags and just start throwing bags all over me. But if we do this inventory daily, if we check out with the Lord, and I mean just for our good, we're praying and asking the Lord, where am I at? What do I need? What's hurting me? What can I release right now? Would you please tell me, Holy Spirit, because I don't know. And that will definitely help. Mark 14:38, keep watching and praying that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Tonight, the focus question or thing for you to do in your small group is, how can doing a daily inventory help you to be careful that you don't fall? So that's short and sweet, but it's very important to do a daily inventory. And I will try better to do a journal, although I do not like it very much. But thanks very much for letting me share. Lord bless you.